Hello, welcome to the Vibrant Feminine Podcast. I'm your host, Mariah, and I am passionate about creating a life that feels like true freedom. I believe we all have access to experiencing a life that feels vibrant and abundant in every way if we're willing to take responsibility for creating it. On this podcast, you can expect to hear the strategies, stories, meditations, mindset tweaks, health hacks, pleasure practices, and everything in between that supported me in creating a life that feels truly free and vibrant. If you're looking for a place that encourages both masculine structure and feminine flow, merging the best of all worlds in one place, efficiently, keep listening. Hi, my name's Mariah, aka The Freedom Fairy, and welcome to my channel. On this channel, I help you create freedom from the inside out at every level for the whole human. So we go over business, money, health, relationships, pleasure, travel. Nothing is off limits here. And today I want to talk about the power of accessing your future self now in order to create your desires way faster. This is a process I've been using for over 9 years now as an entrepreneur to not only manifest massive cash months and a six-figure year in my first year in business, but I also use this method to manifest my amazing husband. Not gonna lie, literally overnight. So today's video is gonna be a little bit different. It's gonna be more of a visualization, but before we tap into that, I just wanna give a brief explanation of what to expect. And I'll have a timestamp down below so that in the future you can just skip right to this meditation. So when you're accessing your future self, it's really important to create clear, desirable, and possible goals for yourself that you would like to experience. When we're trying to tell ourselves things that we don't actually believe are possible, the brain rewires and reroutes and says, oh, we don't think that's possible, so let me just redirect over here in this direction. And if it's something that we think we want or that society has told us we should want, we might be telling ourselves we desire it, but deep down somewhere, if that's not actually in alignment for us, we're not going to be able to create it. And of course, making sure that our goals are clear is also very important, because we could say, well, I want a husband, but that leaves a very wide gap open for a whole bunch of possibility. Anyone could be your husband, but I'm willing to bet you actually have a pretty long list of qualities you would want that person to have. So the more clear we can get with our desires, it's like we're putting an Amazon order or a grocery delivery order online. We wouldn't just type into Google, Google, send me groceries, right? Who knows what you would get? You would tell it specifically. I want bananas. I want avocados. I want almond butter. I want meat. So something that I really resisted about this process for so many years is the fact that it felt like lying. It really did. It felt like I was just lying to myself. I was making shit up. I was being fake. And that's something that really, really held me back, because I'm a Scorpio. I am massively, you know, loyal, and honesty and integrity are extremely important to me. And so me being in fear about, well, if I do this process and I'm kind of lying to myself and I'm making stuff up that hasn't happened yet that I don't see happening in my 3D reality, then am I being a liar? Am I lying to myself? Am I out of integrity? Am I out of alignment? Am I being a bad person here? And I just want to say, a high level of delusion is absolutely required in order to create the success that you want in your life. It doesn't matter if it's as simple as manifesting shifts in your body, shifts in your relationship, shifts in your finances, whatever it is that you're wanting to create. It requires you being able to see it in your mind before you fully believe it, before you fully see it in your physical reality.
I've been doing this for almost every single day the last 3 months, and I've done a variation of it for almost a decade. But I'm really excited to walk you through this. It's powerful. So whenever you're ready, take a few deep breaths and close your eyes. Two more just like that, letting out sound if it feels good. And last one. So I thought it would only be fitting for us to go through a quick little rainbow car wash here at the beginning. I want you to see a red light forming at the top of your head and see it just filling your entire body, washing all the way through from your head down to your feet. And then seeing orange washing over your head, your face, your neck, shoulders, chest, all the way down through your legs and toes. And see the brightest yellow you can create, filling your head, your chest, your stomach, your hips, your thighs, all the way down. And then starting again with green at the top of your head, washing down through your entire body. Continuing to breathe deeply and seeing the beautiful blue fill your crown, wash across your collarbone, down your arms, down your belly, down your legs, creating a puddle under your feet, and finally purple. Washing your entire body, filling you with confidence and connecting you with your 6, 7, 8-figure identity. And I want you to see yourself laying down in bed in your dream home. Notice what you're wearing. Is there anybody next to you? What does the room look like? What do the textures feel like around you? Get up and look out the window. And what do you see? What is the view like from the bedroom in your dream home? How do you feel? What thoughts are running through your mind? See yourself doing your morning routine. What is it? What does each step of this routine look like? Is it different every day? What does it look like today? Head over to your closet and just imagine, what does this artistic room of self-expression look like? Go ahead and choose your look for the day. Is it something that makes you feel fabulous, confident, joyful, expressed? Is it vibrant and colorful? Or is it neutral and comfortable? Is it functional? Is it outrageous? What are the colors and textures? And once you're all dressed, you're going to get in your mode of transportation for the day. Maybe it's a helicopter, a Porsche, a Tesla, an epic bike, rollerblades, a pogo stick. It's your choice. Be creative. Have fun. You're going to take this mode of transportation and go do your purpose. How does doing this thing make you feel? There's no wrong answers, so whatever comes up is perfect. Who are you interacting with as you do this purpose? Do you feel a great sense of contribution? Like you know who you're helping and what you're really here for, what your mission is. Keep visualizing this and ask yourself, if I turned up the excitement by 10%, what would that look like? If you took that idea of your purpose and made it 50% more outrageous, what might you be adding to your day? Crazy things might be coming in, and that is fantastic. go big or go home. And as you're doing your purpose, imagine you're in a meeting room with your team or the people you work with or those who help you do it. And you're going to present them with your next big idea and just see what comes out. You see the shock and awe and nervousness on their faces. And after that meeting ends, you walk out laughing, practically floating because you feel so light, so lit up, so in your purpose, so focused. You glance down at your phone and you see a slew of payment notifications that came in over the last 24 hours. Your heart warms knowing that people are transforming their lives and finding your work, even while you're doing other things. Whether you're working, playing, sleeping, out enjoying life, money is always coming in. And then with a great sense of satisfaction and joy, you're going to head home and finish up your day. So envision now what that looks like. How does your future self want to finish out their day? Do they have rituals or routines? Do they go out to dinner or events? Do they take a bath, meditate, read a book? Do they have the best sex of their lives that leaves them feeling completely boneless at the end? Whatever you see is perfect. Then you're going to just send your future self back to bed, back to sleep. And as your future self goes to sleep, you're going to come back to the room that you're currently in and open your eyes when you're ready.
So if you already have an established business and you're ready to cross that 7-figure-a-year mark with ease and set up a system that takes your audience from curious to client on autopilot through an intimacy-building email sequence and create reliable 5 to 6-figure months as a baseline in your business, whether you launch anything or not, I would love to show you the way inside of my upcoming program, the 7-Figure Freedom Method, to completely customize this strategy to you. We're kicking off on March 8th, 2024. And if you comment 7-figure-year down below, and I'll send you the link with more details explaining exactly what we're going to be doing throughout this process and how you can join. So I've been in entrepreneurship for over 9 years now, and I've worked with a ton of different agencies, with VAs, with so many different people who are experts at their craft. And something that I've always been left missing and wishing for more of is having a one-stop shop to support me with my social media, support me with my funnel buildup, support me with my branding and my graphics. And so I actually have 2 different options for you within this 7-Figure Freedom Method program. One is a potent group experience where you'll receive my exact templates, my guides, customized feedback, and strategy to implement my 7-Figure Freedom Method into your business yourself. So this is a DIY experience. This will eliminate all guesswork and unnecessary steps that many of the experts say you need for success into a simple, streamlined process that will have you feeling so confident and calm and peaceful in your business for years to come. As one of my clients so perfectly put it recently, he said, "I could learn all the basic structures of this stuff on Google, but actually having your feedback for how to make this work for my business, with my audience, with the kind of lifestyle I want to live, makes all the difference because it actually works." You know, crossing your fingers and hoping for the best when you're just like testing out 20 different strategies from 5 different coaches online, it's not a real strategy. So we begin this group program on March 8th. Comment 7-Figure Freedom down below if you want the details. And number 2 is a white glove experience where all of this is done for you. I've never seen anything like this out there. And what we're going to do is we're going to take your message and turn it into an elegant money magnet that attracts dream clients on autopilot while giving you more freedom to rest, make those homemade meals, travel, spend quality time with your loved ones, and it leaves you feeling aligned as fuck in your business. You get to choose if you want your funnel completely done for you, so it's up and functioning on your website, ready to go in less than a month. Or if you'd prefer a done with you option where I actually walk your team through how to implement this themselves, where I walk your team through all of the how-to with this to implement my proven methods into your business so they can rinse and repeat that process over and over again. I only have space to work with 3 clients at a time in this capacity right now. So comment Funnel Fairy down below if you'd like more details about this option. Thank you so much for listening to this meditation. I hope that it supported you. If it did, please give this video a like, hit the subscribe button down below, and leave a comment letting me know what your future self looks like. What does your future self feel like? What is the experience that you're having every day? Just gush with me. Put it down in the comments to amplify your manifestation. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it. If you did enjoy it, I hope that you would screenshot this episode, upload it to your Instagram story, and tag me, letting me know that you loved this episode. The more that you share it, the more people we can help find the tools that they need to uplevel their lives. And that's the whole point of this, right? Can't wait to see you in the next episode.